This is the State of Things. I'm Anita Rao. Durham native Nancy Middleton made a name for herself as an Americana blues rocker. Her local success in the 90s propelled her to Nashville, where she spent 11 years performing her music at legendary venues like the Bluebird Cafe. In 2009, Nancy left the music city behind and moved back home to raise her family. She now has three albums under her belt, often performs around the Triangle, and is a staple in the singer-songwriter community. Nancy, welcome to The State of Things.
Thank you. I'm just thrilled to be here.
Thrilled to have you. Take us back and talk about your music career, the beginnings of it, right here in North Carolina.
Grew up around music. I have a big family, and so I always wanted to play music. And when I got my start as a live performer, I was working at a restaurant called 7th Street Restaurant. And they opened a club back in the, late 80s called Under the Street. And they had lots of touring acts. They had Sleep at the Wheel come into town. And they needed a band to open up for them. And I'd been talking about a friend about starting a band. And I said, we'll take the spot.
So now's the time.
Yeah. And so we put together quickly an alt-country band. And so my first live performance was opening for Sleep at the Wheel in front of a packed house. And it was daunting and fabulous. And it went over really well. So I was inspired. I'm thinking, I want to do this some more.
And how did that change when you moved to Nashville? I can imagine that it's a much different scene there.
Yes, I moved. But I was really fortunate. I knew some really great people in the music business, and I was able to put together a fantastic band of really good friends that were great musicians, and we played around the area a lot, and had some, I think, real moderate success. I had Marty Stewart come and play a show with me, and he got up and actually played in my band for a while, and that was incredible. Then I met my husband, and we started a family, and so I sort of had to take a break from the music scene. But then I moved back to Durham, and now I'm back playing.
You're back in it.
Excited, yes.
Well, let's get a little bit of a taste of your music. Will you play a song for us?
I will. Can I introduce it?
Of course.
Yeah. When I was living in Nashville, I took a seminar course on James Joyce, and it was really inspiring for me. And we read Ulysses, and it was incredibly abstruse and incomprehensible reading it. And it really inspired me as a writer. I thought, well, if he can write something that you can't understand, because I've always thought as a songwriter, you need to really lay it out there very clearly so your listener knows what you're talking about. And so I thought, you know, you don't have to do that. And maybe the listener might be inspired to dig a little deeper and figure out what you're talking about. So this is the song that I wrote kind of with that sense of freedom. Like, I don't have to explain every piece of it. And it's for Molly Bloom. It's called Sandy Mount.
On Sandy Mount she did linger, with her eyes closed and face to the sun. With a lick and a lift of her finger, she knew where that warm wind came from. Across the ocean, straight from Gibraltar, such a lovely, innocent lass. To the bride bed, straight from the altar, not knowing this too shall. But don't love me as if it's so easy. Don't leave me wanting more. Don't ask me to give up my dreams and disappear behind the door. She counted the waves, 7, 8, 9. She looked like an Andalusian fawn, seeking someone who left her behind, and some good reason to die. And the seabirds circled above her, and the children were chased by the sea. They laugh and they cry and they all become one inside her perilous plea. It's so easy. Don't leave me wanting more. Don't ask me to give up my dreams. disappear behind the shore. I came here wanting more. Lie, 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 wanes, she turns back toward Eccles. Another day spent alone on the strand. And on the way home, she'll enter the words he would never, ever understand. Don't love me as if it's so easy. Don't leave me desperate for more. And don't ask me to give up my dreams. Disappear behind the door. I came here wanting more.
Durham singer Nancy Middleton performing her song Sandy Mount. I love that song. It has great parallels with our last segment talking about kind of the lesser known narratives of women.
Yes.
Tell me about what inspired that song for you. And how, I mean, how you went from, I guess, reading mm-hmm. about that character to then having to see that you really wanted to write a song in defense of her.
Well, she is a woman who is an aspiring singer, and she has a husband that just adores her completely, but she's missing something and more in her life, and she kind of has really big dreams, and she also has a lot of grief. She lost a small child, I mean, 11-day-old child, so that's kind of carries through. And she's cheating on her husband, and I think, you know, a lot of people think she's doing something really terrible. And I guess I just kind of related to her, and I thought that she has big feelings, and she needs to be, they don't talk about her enough. So I imagined her along the shore, just sort of looking out across to Gibraltar, where she's from, and she was displaced too. She's from Andalusia, and she ends up in Ireland. And she's just a really compelling character, and I just kind of want to dig into her. So that's what I did.
I love that.
Thank you.
Will you play another song for us?
I would love to. This is a song that I wrote for my sister Melanie, who, when I was younger, and she's still very adventurous and brave, but she took off, she drove cross country all by herself, and I thought she always looked up to her as having so much bravery and adventurous spirit. And so I wrote this song for her. It's called Wild Bird, and it's a very old song. It's from my first record, but I've always carried it through. It's kind of a fan favorite. And I love to play it, and I always dedicate it to all the wild birds out there. I know so many women in my life particularly. And today I'd like to dedicate it to the fabulous, your fabulous Robin Copley.
Robin Copley, our technical director. Today's her last day. She is retiring. So a great time to dedicate a song to her.
She's one of the wildest birds I know.
Was a young girl with dreams in her eyes. She made up stories, but she never told lies. And her mama tried to teach her the way she ought to be. She said, "Mama, that ain't the life for me." Now all of her life she's lived against the grain. That ain't the way a good girl should behave. Well, she never really meant to be bad. She's just been searching for something she never had. Like a wild bird has to fly, afraid to stay too touch her wing, and you can listen to her sing. But if you hold her down, she's only gonna die. Now the back roads and the highways, they never look the same. Crossing the mountains or sweeping through the plains, where she always goes alone, but she never feels lonely. 'Cause the open sky is the only thing she needs. Like a wild bird has to fly, so afraid to stay too long on the ground. She's a wild bird soaring high. You can gently touch her wing, and you can listen to her sing, yeah. But if you hold her down, she's only gonna die. Well, she's a wild bird. She's a wild bird. Whoa.
Ooh. Spread your wings and fly, Robin.
Nancy Middleton, Durham singer, performing for us in studio. So the wild birds of your life, there are many. I know one of whom is your mother, yes. And you're now back in Durham living in your family's historic home. How has being back here shaped your music?
Well, I came back about, it's been about 10 years, I think. And musically, I came back and I had still incredible friends, musician friends in the area, and so I was really quickly invited back into the community to play, which was wonderful. And I've met tons of wonderful songwriters, and I'm in a couple of songwriting circles, groups, and it really is amazing how many great musicians that there are in this area. But I want to talk about my family because it's really the most important thing to me, and my mother was a force. She was incredibly inspiring. She was a very commanding woman, and she was very brave and very strong. And she raised 5 kids all by herself, and she was my biggest fan. Hmm. She passed away a couple of years ago, and it was a big blow to our family. But we had her for so long, and she was amazing. She battled cancer multiple times, and she was diagnosed that she had a failing heart, and then she shocked all the doctors by coming back, you know, a year later, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, you've recovered! You weren't supposed to do this."
Wow.
So she was a very determined woman, and she was always there for all of us. But she was, as I said, a huge fan of mine, and always supported me musically, and she was definitely a wild bird. And I have a niece who's a wild bird as well, who's had Hannah's tattooed wild bird on the back of her leg. So it's kind
part,
of becoming,
so part of the family, yeah. Part of the family legacy.
Yes.
Well, we only have time for one more. I'm going to ask you to play us out. But first, I'm going to remind everyone that we are speaking with Nancy Middleton, a Durham-based singer-songwriter. Her trio, The Good Loves, will perform in the 10th annual Newton Annie at the Blue Note Grill in Durham on December 22nd, and again at the Blue Note Grill on January 3rd. You can find more about that show and everything else we spoke about today at our website, stateofthings.org. The State of Things is a program produced by Amanda Magnus, Dana Terry, Grant Hollab-Mormon, and Josie Taras. Robin Copley is the technical director. Al Wodarski also engineered today's show. I'm going to ask Nancy to play us out. But before I do, I have to say a very special goodbye to Robin Copley. She has been the technical director of the State of Things for almost 18 years, and she is certainly the glue that holds this place together. Her warmth, joy, laughter, and great taste in all things will be so dearly missed. So on behalf of Frank and the rest of the State of Things team, we are wishing her a joyful and restful retirement. Robin Copley, we love you. And now the music of Nancy Middleton.
I know, baby, just how hard it can be sometimes. This world can be so unkind. Baby, I know. And I know, baby, sometimes life can be so unfair. And when people start to stare, it's time to go. Well, you can always come to me. Always come to me. If understanding's what you need. 'Cause baby, I know. Baby, I know. Baby, I know how it feels. And I know, baby, just when things could be no worse, you feel like there's been a curse put on you. And I know, baby,